this is Justin, trying the first recording of a boo from my car. I'm not sure how well the sound is going to come through. I have a rather noisy vehicle, unfortunately. It's old, and the isolation from the driving noise is not all that great. So I'm trying to talk it up a little bit and hopefully talk over as much of the noise as possible. And we'll see how this goes. Anyway, I was just thinking, as I'm driving to work, about something that Ruth said, R2UK, in her last boo, or one of her last boos, talking about courtesy and how are people more or less courteous now than they've been in previous years. And that experience you had where you were flipped off by that guy for no known reason that anybody could figure out, really. I don't understand it either. A thought crossed my mind along that line. I wonder if you may have encountered a highway troll. You know how there are trolls online? You get these people on, they go on blogs and on YouTube and different places like that, and they make derogatory and various kinds of comments solely for the purpose of getting people riled up and getting them angry and getting, you know, seeing what kinds of reactions they can get. I wonder if there are people who drive around and for no other reason than they want to see what somebody's going to do, they'll flip somebody off or they'll do some stupid move, cutting somebody off with their car or something like that, purely to see what kind of reaction they're going to get. I don't know if anybody would be stupid, you might call it, to actually try something like that. But I don't know. You never know these days what people are going to do simply in their minds to have fun, which is totally counterintuitive. But again, people have done stranger things all for the sake of their own amusement. So I don't know. It's a thought. What do you think? I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are on this idea of road trolls or highway trolls or driving trolls, whatever term you want to use for them. So anyway, just tossing that out there. Have a great day. As a quick follow-up to the whole highway troll idea, I'm actually, first off, holding the phone a little bit closer. Hopefully it'll make it a little easier to tolerate the background noise. But follow-up thought occurred to me, as far as the whole road troll concept, it might actually make situations like that easier to deal with. If you, to the best of your knowledge, have done absolutely nothing wrong, and yet somebody flips you off or does something else rude like that, maybe you just consider that they're a road troll and they have no other reason for doing that other than their own amusement. And it might make it easier to let go of the situation in that light if you consider it as somebody who's just being stupid for stupidness' sake. Stupidness's sake? I don't know. It's hard to say. But it might make it easier to handle if there's a possibility that they really have nothing personal against you or anything you may have done or not done. So, I don't know. Another thought on the subject. What do you think? I think I need to slow down because there's a lot of traffic trying to merge right here, and there's hardly any room to do it. Just lovely. Dallas driving fun at its very best. All right. Have a great one, everybody.